Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, July the 2nd, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue to study your word and see the events that you have foretold occurring around us. We thank you for your wisdom, and we thank you that you have allowed us that understanding. We come today asking that you would continue to give us the strength, that in your will and with your strength, we might stand according as you would have us stand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to share an article with you from the Investopedia website. And the article was dated June the 29th, 2020. The writer of the article is Alan Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y. Now I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that recently Facebook has been accused on many sides by sponsoring the ability of people to say all kinds of things and to manipulate the thoughts of individuals and to spread all kinds of gossip. They have been accused of allowing the Russians and the Ukrainians and people from all over to print all kinds of news that have been manipulated the voting of the new United States of America. And so because of that, there has been a response to Facebook. And the title of the article that we want to take a look at today is Facebook Stock Under Pressure as Boycott Calls Gather Strength. The title again, Facebook Stock Under Pressure as Boycott Calls Gather Strength. Now, the article is published in the Investopedia website, and it was published on June the 29th, 2020. And the writer of the article is Alan Farley. Here's the article. Facebook Incorporated stock is set to open lower for the second trading day in a row on Monday after a wave of top-tier corporations pulled advertising from the social media giant, vowing to boycott through the November election if CEO Mark Zuckerberg doesn't take proactive measures to muzzle hate speech. If fully implemented, the boycott could have a catastrophic effect on third and fourth quarter profits, sending the stock much lower. Verizon Communications Inc., PepsiCo Inc., and Pepco and the Coca-Cola Company lead a laundry list of blue-chip companies pledging to support the boycott. Facebook has announced it will team up with civil rights groups and experts in an effort to forestall the boycott, but organizers are standing firm, awaiting more concrete action. It makes sense because Zuckerberg has assembled a poor track record on privacy and political initiatives in the wake of the 2016 election in which foreign agents tried to sway U.S. opinion. The company currently books $70 billion in annual advertising sales, with one quarter coming from blue chips and the balance from small businesses. These less-known companies may also feel pressure to follow the boycott, but their participation is unlikely to make the evening news. In addition, small companies have been hurt badly by the coronavirus pandemic, making it that unlikely their ad spending will approach 2019 levels, even if Facebook makes peace with big corporations. Wall Street has been quiet as a church mouse since boycott calls began, hoping that the company will resolve issues quickly. A wave of downgrades will be needed if that doesn't happen, because analysts' consensus of 30 buy recommendations and no hold or sell calls doesn't match current events. That could be devastating to the current stock price, even though it has already sold off more than 35 points from last week's all-time high at $245.19 per share. The company came public to high expectations and widespread media coverage in May 2012, opening in the low $40 and trading up to $45 in the first hour of the regular session. That marked the highest high for the next 17 months, ahead of a decline that hit an all-time low at $17.55 in September. The subsequent bounce completed a round trip into the prior high in September 2013, setting off an immediate breakout that attracted intense momentum buying interest. The stock lifted above $70 in March 2014 and eased into a rising channel, yielding a historic advance that finally stalled at $219 per share in July 2018. Facebook then tripped over its own feet, getting caught in a privacy scandal which triggered a 42-point sell gap and decline, breaking the rising channel. It dumped another 52 points before posting a 2-year low in December 2018. While the uptick into 2019 stalled in July, buyers returned in October, generating an uptrend that completed a breakout above the 2018 high in January 2020. The rally failed 1 month later, reinforcing new resistance at $224 a share. Now notice what this is, a description of the stock and how it's been floating back and forth. But notice what they're saying here in the article. They're making the point that because Facebook is being used by all kinds of hate speech and all kinds of people who are producing and publishing things that are not true, there are major corporations that are falling in line with all of the protestations that are happening on the streets of the United States. Continuing, the vertical decline into March relinquished nearly 40% of the stock's value, bottoming out at $137.10. It bounced back to the February high in May and broke out once again, stalling above $240 around Memorial Day. June price action completed a triple top breakdown at that level after boycott news hit the headlines last week. The stock is now trading below the 50-day exponential moving average for the first time since April 21st, setting its sight on the 200-day, which is perfectly aligned with the psychological $200 level. Monday's opening bell will trigger the second failed breakout above the July 2018 high at $219 a share, setting off additional sell signals that could drop Facebook stocks into $200 a share. Price action around that critical level should be instructive, with a mega culpa, an action plan probably inducing boycott organizers to back off. However, given skepticism after Zuckerberg's conciliatory weekend comments, much lower prices could easily follow. Now that gives you an idea as to the impact of what can happen to a company like Facebook. And of course, they're making a lot of money, but of course, they've got a lot of expense also. And there are these major corporations that are taking a look at boycotting. Boycotting meaning they will no longer advertise their products on Facebook. Now that would be a serious matter. But not only do the advertisers have taken a position, there's another article published on June the 1st, 2020. The writer of that article is Shannon Bond, B-O-N-D. And the title of that article is Facebook Employees Revolt Over Zuckerberg's Hands-Off Approach to Trump. The title again, Facebook Employees Revolt Against Zuckerberg's Hands-Off Approach to Trump. Now, this article has been published in the NPR National Public Radio news website. And as I said before, it was published on June the 1st, 2020. And the writer of that article is Shannon Bond. Here's the article. Facebook is facing an unusually public backlash from its employees over the company's handling of President Trump's inflammatory posts about protests and the police killings of George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis. At least a dozen employees, some in senior positions, have openly condemned Facebook's lack of action on the president's post and CEO Mark Zuckerberg's defense of that decision. Some employees staged a virtual walkout Monday. Mark is wrong, and I will endeavor in the loudest possible way to change his mind, tweeted Ryan Freitas, director of product design for Facebook News Feed. I work at Facebook, and I'm not proud of how we're showing up, tweeted Jason Toff, director of product management. The majority of coworkers I've spoken to feel the same way. We're making our voice heard. The social network also is under intense pressure from civil rights groups, Democrats, and the public over its decision to leave up posts from the president that critics say violate Facebook's rules against inciting violence. These included a post last week about the protests in which the president said, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Twitter, in contrast, put a warning label on a tweet in which the president said the same thing, saying it violated rules against glorifying violence. The move calculated a feud with the president that started when the company put fact-checking labels on two of his tweets earlier in the week. Trump retaliated by the signing of an executive order that attempts to strip online platforms of long-held legal protections. Zuckerberg has long said he believes the company should not police what politicians say on its platform, arguing that political speech is already highly scrutinized. In a post Friday, the Facebook CEO said he had been struggling with how to respond to Trump's post. Personally, I have a visceral negative reaction to this kind of divisive and inflammatory rhetoric, he wrote. I know many people are upset that we've left the president's post up, but our position is that we should enable as much expression as possible unless it will cause imminent risk of specific harms or dangers spelled out in clear policies. Zuckerberg said his Facebook had examined the post and decided to leave it up because we think people need to know if the government is planning to deploy force. He added that the company had been in touch with the White House to explain its policies. Zuckerberg spoke with Trump by phone on Friday, according to a report published by Axios. On Monday evening, Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's chief operating officer, held a Zoom video call with leaders of three civil rights groups that have criticized the company's response to Trump's post. Vandana Gupta of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, Sherilyn Eiffel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and Rashad Robinson of Color of Change said in a joint statement they were disappointed by Zuckerberg's incomprehensible explanations for allowing Trump's post about the protests as well as earlier false claims about mail-in ballots. He did not demonstrate understanding of historic or modern-day voter suppression, and he refuses to acknowledge how Facebook is facilitating Trump's call for violence against protesters, they said. Mark is setting a very dangerous precedent for other voices who would say similar harmful things on Facebook. Andy Stone, a Facebook spokesman, said, "We're grateful that leaders in the civil rights community took the time to share candid, honest feedback with Mark and Sheryl. It is an important moment to listen, and we look forward to continuing these conversations." While Facebook's 48,000 employees often debate policies and actions within the company, it is unusual for staff to take that criticism public. But the decision now to remove Trump's post has caused significant distress within the company, which is spilling over into public view. Censoring information that might help people see the complete picture is wrong, but giving a platform to incite violence and spread disinformation is unacceptable, regardless who you are or if it's newsworthy, tweeted Andrew Crow, head of design for the company's portal devices. I disagree with Mark's position and will work to make change happen. Several employees said on Twitter they're planning to join Monday's walkout. Facebook's recent decision to not act on posts that incite violence ignores other options to keep our community safe, tweeted Sarah Zhang, a product designer. In a statement, Facebook spokesman Joe Osborne said, "We recognize the pain many of our people are feeling right now, especially our Black community. We encourage employees to speak openly when they disagree with leadership. As we face additional difficulties in our decision-making around content ahead, we'll continue seeking their honest feedback." Less than 4% of Facebook's U.S.-based staff are Black, according to the company's most recent diversity report. Facebook will not make employees participating in the walkout use paid time off, and it will not discipline those who participate. On Sunday, Zuckerberg said the company would commit $10 million to groups working on racial justice. "I know Facebook needs to do more to support equality and safety for the Black community through our platforms," he wrote. So now you see what is happening. Facebook is getting some serious pressure. Not just from the inside, not just from the outside, but from the inside, from the employees. And these employees are doing something that they have not done in the past and very rarely do. They are speaking out publicly about how they disagree with Zuckerberg. One last article I'll share with you today, and it's found in the Slate website. And this one was published on June the 29th, 2020. The writer of this article is Chloe Hadavas, H-A-D-A-V-A-S. And the title asks a question. Is this the moment that Facebook caves? The title again. Is this the moment that Facebook caves? Here's the article. After years of promises, hate still thrives on the social network. Will an advertiser boycott make a difference? The first movement came from the North Face, then an avalanche. By Wednesday, REI, Patagonia, Eddie Bauer, and Ben & Jerry's had all pledged to pull advertising from Facebook next month over the platform's reluctance to police hate speech and misinformation. These brands are all known for their commitment to corporate activism. But by last week, more companies were also dropping their Facebook ads. Verizon, Coca-Cola, Unilever, an advertising agency, Goodbye Silverstein, which counts HP, BMW, PayPal, and Pepsi among its clients. On Friday, Facebook's stock closed down over 8%, leaving Mark Zuckerberg $7.28 billion poorer. On Monday, Adidas and Ford joined the ranks. Facebook should be and is worried. These brands are joining the campaign, which six civil rights groups, including the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League, launched in June 17, have come together to campaign. The campaign's goal is to have a large Facebook advertiser show that they will not support a company that puts profit above safety, citing the proliferation of white supremacist content, incitement of violence against protesters, and widespread voter suppression efforts on the platform as instances of this failure. While only a fraction of Facebook's 8 million advertisers have now pledged support, these organizers marks the first time Facebook has been put under serious pressure to change by the companies from which it generates revenue. So far, discussions of policy or regulation efforts in the U.S. haven't made Facebook radically redress its hate speech policies. A study in May, for instance, found that white supremacist groups are still thriving on the platform, and user boycotts and criticisms have only pushed Facebook to change in relatively small increments. Now that's the third article on the subject, and I want you to understand that we will observe this as we go forward. But notice that Facebook has allowed the Germans, the Russians, the Ukrainians, everybody, anybody in the world who wants to use their Facebook in order to say anything they want to say. And a lot of the things that are placed there by some of these companies, these overseas troll groups, are not true and intended to vacillate and to manipulate the coming election in 2020. This is an interesting result here, as you see that there are people, corporations in America, who are telling Facebook they need to change the way that they edit the things they publish. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are basing our understanding of what is happening upon your word. We see the confusion and the hatred that is being spread across the entire world today. We recognize, however, that this is just the beginning. We recognize that the true object of the hate will be aimed at those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And so today we place ourselves in your care, asking that you would continue to protect us from harm and danger, allowing us to walk by faith in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, July the 2nd, 2020.